It's time to go behind enemy lines, and we're going to go straight to the team source. We bring in Andrew Walker, who covers the team for the team's official website. And let's start with the quarterback situation. Kirk Cousins is in for the injured Robert Griffin III. Andrew, what does Kirk Cousins bring to this offensive scheme?
Yeah, well, I think Sunday's game against the Eagles will be the real indicator of how this team will move on without Robert Griffin III under center, because now the Eagles will be preparing all week for Kirk Cousins, who brings maybe that more traditional drop-back style for head coach Jay Gruden's offense. You know, last year Cousins started those last few games to end the year. He had his ups and his downs, but, you know, let's not forget he's a year older. He has another offseason of training and studying behind him, as well as a great influence in Gruden, who's played that position. He understands what he's going through from a preparation standpoint. So I think what absolutely doesn't change and what will help Cousins moving forward is the Redskins' rushing attack. You know, they've had a pretty good one the last couple seasons with Alfred Morris. That continued on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Redskins and Cousins come out leaning on that rushing attack and running it lots and lots and lots on Sunday.
Andrew, now let's get into the potential return of wide receiver DeSean Jackson. And I say potential because his status is in doubt because of that shoulder injury. Nonetheless, Andrew, what has DeSean Jackson brought to this Washington offense?
Yeah, well, you know, as far as how he's being used in the offense, it's really kind of been too early to tell to a great extent what his role has been. You know, he missed the opening preseason game, and then he's had a couple preseason games, and then the first game, and then just kind of part of the first quarter of Sunday's game to really get going. But, you know, there have been those kind of those glimpses, and obviously you guys know all about the big play potential he brings. You know, there's a couple times where they've tried that long ball to him and they just haven't connected, and they've been very close. There's one play on Sunday against the Jaguars. It appeared Jackson had caught about a 70-yard pass. The officials ruled he had dropped the ball after going to the ground. It was kind of one of those iffy, you know, reviews. So I'm interested to see how Jackson will be utilized by Kirk Cousins, who has a pretty decent arm himself. He'll, you know, he's known to take his chances throughout the game. And Jackson has said, you know, in his time here, hey, he's not just a deep threat. He likes to catch those routes across the middle where he can kind of, or maybe, you know, a screenplay, a reverse, something where, you know, he has a little bit of open field to do something with the ball.
Andrew, how has Jim Haslett changed this Washington defense, where they had 10 sacks against Jacksonville, 4 coming from an outstanding outside linebacker in Ryan Kerrigan?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of the last couple years with you know, as Ryan Kerrigan and Brian Racco have kind of grown together as outside linebackers, the theme has kind of been, well, we want to be more aggressive this year. We want to do this. We want to do that. We want to get after the quarterback a little bit more. But schematically, they didn't really change too much. They're more relying on keeping the quarterback in the pocket, which is kind of the point of a 3-4, is you let your defensive lineman get that push so that the linebackers are free to kind of keep everybody contained. But this year it's kind of been, they signed Jason Hatcher in the offseason. He had 11 sacks for the Cowboys over the offseason, or last season rather, and he's really brought a different flavor to this defense. He's just going right after the quarterback. The outside linebackers are free to kind of, they're not just necessarily containing the quarterback to the pocket. They're just going right after him wherever he is, kind of like a Robert Mathis would do for the Colts, and he got all those sacks last year and throughout his career. So that's kind of been the difference this year. You know, 10 sacks in a game tied a franchise record. Kerrigan had 4 of them that also tied a franchise record. They're just kind of having fun, pinning their ears back. And really, you know, other than there's been a couple big plays allowed by the secondary. But, you know, other than that, the secondary's been pretty good covering, giving the guys up front plenty of time to get to the quarterback.
Andrew, we'll talk about the secondary for a second, because Brandon Merriweather has been reinstated after his suspension. He's expected to be put back in the starting lineup. This is an Eagles offense that leads the league with 12 explosive plays, plays of 20 yards or more this season. How does the secondary prepare for the likes of tight end Zach Ertz, wide receiver Jerry Macklin, running back Darren Sproles, who had 2 receptions of 50 yards in the win over Indianapolis?
Yeah, well, Brandon Merriweather, you know, he was just so happy to be back in the locker room on Monday. He was talking to reporters, and, you know, he just said, you know, it's kind of like a family reunion, you know, although he's just away, you know, a couple weeks. You know, he's had these problems where, you know, he's trying to change, and then he'll go out and get one of those penalties. And, you know, it was the 6th time he's been penalized by the league for a dangerous hit. You know, he doesn't have the intention of injuring an opponent. and he's working on lowering his strike zone. And he really said, you know, on Monday, he has no choice but to consciously tell himself to do it now. He's not going to chance it. He's not trying to get kicked out of the league, or he's not trying to injure anybody. So, you know, it's just been so hard for everybody across the league, all everybody in the secondary, to figure out exactly how to, you know, what the league wants. So, you mentioned all the Eagles' weapons. It's definitely going to be, a test for Merriweather in his very first game of the regular season. He's had much success, you know, despite that he's very aggressive, he's very fast, he's good at covering, he's good at tackling. You know, it'll be a great test. But you mentioned Sproles, and boy, what a game he had against the Colts. You can bet they're watching plenty of film this week here in Washington to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
You can't forget about LeSean McCoy as well, who did plenty of damage against Washington in the games last season. Andrew Walker did a phenomenal job covering Redskins for Redskins.com. Thank you very much for joining us here behind enemy lines on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.